year this has been, the Broncos are going to wind up winning as many football games in the regular season as any team in the NFL.
Joined now by head coach John Fox, and coach, now two division titles here in Denver, two trips to the playoffs, and at least two home games. It's been less than two calendar years since you've been here. Have you taken any time personally to kind of look back and reflect on what's happened? Or right now, are you in the staff? Is it still just eyes forward?
Well, I think, you know, a year ago, you know, obviously when the season was over after that disappointing loss in New England, you reflect. And, you know, you analyze what you need to do and the things you got to get done in the offseason to get better. You know, this season's still going on. I've not looked back and reflected. You know, we've got three games, hopefully, that we get to compete in, two home games and one road game. And all our focus will be, you know, first of all, this week in the bye, just taking advantage of that, you know, some self-scouting. Just keeping our guys' rhythm and timing down. A little bit of opponent work, but not much, mostly situational. And then find out who we play and start that preparation next week.
The Denver Broncos have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 38-3 here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. And they will be the number one seed in the AFC playoff race.
100 wins, you've said a couple times that, you know, show me a good head coach, I'll show you a lot of good players, but 100 wins, you've had something to do with that. What's kind of some of the approaches you've taken into each one of those games that's helped you get to 100?
Well, I think you learn every week. You know, I think you learn, obviously, every season. And, you know, that's one thing where experience helps you. And I think, you know, being around for more than a decade as a head coach, you learn, you know, and it's a trial and error situation. So it's been a lot of hard work by myself, a lot of commitment by my wife and family. And, you know, I think a lot of other people, assistant coaches, football players. So a lot goes into those 100 wins, and hopefully we'll get to about 103 here shortly.
With all that experience, you just touched on the self-scout that will go on this week. Rest and recovery, though, also a big part of the advantage of getting this bye week.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll stay active. We'll stay, you know, in the flow of things, but we'll also not do it in pads. You know, they won't, you know, get a chance to recover some. Just like a middle-of-the-season bye, that'll be the same approach.
Finally, you get a chance to be a fan this weekend and watch these games you mentioned. That still has to be special, even though you're so deep into all of it here. You get to watch it as a fan this weekend and kind of keep an eye on who your next opponent could be.
Yeah. I mean, if you enjoy football, I have a great passion for it. You know, heck, I like even the 2 o'clock kickoffs here in Denver. I've gotten used to be able to watch the early games prior to kicking off. So it'll be good. You know, hopefully we've encouraged our players to stick around town, and they have to lift weights Saturday morning so they don't have time to get on planes anywhere. So I think a lot of us will be watching games.
Yeah, lifting weights on Saturday, definitely one way to keep the guys here. Again, as Coach Fox, 13 wins as a head coach, the most that he's had in a year. And again, Coach, Happy New Year's, and
all
thanks
right,
again.
Appreciate it, Chris. Happy New Year to you.